From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm confident the senators will come to realize what I've come to realize. We're lucky to have a man of such wisdom and intellectual strength willing to serve our country.
That's President Bush speaking this morning with his new Supreme Court nominee by his side. John Roberts was introduced to the country last night. He spent much of today on Capitol Hill, meeting with senators who will likely vote on his confirmation. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr was struck by the timing of Roberts' selection.
Clearly, important tactical as well as strategic considerations played a part in the accelerated decision to nominate Judge Roberts to the Supreme Court. Tactically, a change of subject was needed. The CIA plame, or Karl Rove controversy, as it's now more generally called, had reached the point of dominating almost every press encounter with President Bush, forcing him into increasingly defensive statements on his support for his political lieutenant. Strategically, the question became whether the Supreme Court pick would generate a controversy of its own with conservative supporters or with opposition Democrats. First reactions indicate that conservatives are delighted with Judge Roberts, while the Democrats, uncertain about how good an issue he will be, talk of scrutinizing his record. What Roberts has going for him is that he doesn't have much of a paper trail. His 2 years on the appeals court yielded little of what are called landmark decisions. Before then, as Deputy Solicitor General under President Bush Sr., he did co-author a brief saying that the Roe v. Wade abortion decision was wrongly decided and should be overruled. However, pressed on the issue in confirmation hearings for the appeals court in 2003, he said that nothing in his personal views would prevent him from fully applying Roe v. Wade. Under the circumstances, it would be difficult for Democrats, if so minded, to lay a glove on him. A filibuster to block confirmation seems to be out of the question. The bipartisan so-called gang of 14 senators virtually gave away that option when they agreed not to resort to a judicial filibuster except in extraordinary circumstances. That might be a controversy along the lines of Nixon nominees Haynesworth and Carswell, or perhaps Robert Bork. As of now, there seems to be nothing in the Roberts nomination that could be called an extraordinary circumstance. The Democrats might be well advised to return to Karl Rove. This is Daniel Schorr.